This morning we want to look in the book of Mark, and I'd like to kind of continue that thought, the book of Mark chapter 5. And I actually was in this passage in the month of April at the rescue mission. But I have a little bit of a different application, same context, but just a little different application that I would like to share this morning that the Lord has laid upon my heart. And if any of you saw the post that was put on Facebook given the introduction to the message, it shows that a person starts as a child or a baby, and then it goes on through life until being elderly. And each one of those stages in life means something. And we too are going through stages in our life. And so I want us to kind of consider that this morning. But before we get started, I want to make mention, does everybody know what the preacher is calling his adult Bible school class? Does everyone know? Does anyone know? Where are you at? Would you like to tell them the name of your class? The preacher is calling you hippos. But no, in all seriousness, all the classes have got different names, and so it's just a lot of fun. But I thought you'd get a kick out of him, the preacher, calling you hippos this morning. But anyway, Mark chapter 5, beginning with verse 35, and I just trust that the Lord would use this passage of Scripture. The Bible says, "In the same day when evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and saith unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and seas obey him?" Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for this hour that's been set aside to spend with you as we sing and as we pray and as we fellowship and as we spend time in your word. Lord, we want to honor you. We want to praise you. We want to thank you for all that you do. But Lord, we also know that we all come here from different backgrounds, different situations in our life, different storms, different trials. And Lord, some may even be here and even watching this morning that doesn't know Christ as our personal Savior. And Lord, we know that our hope is in Jesus, and it begins with Jesus. So Father, I pray that you'll speak to every heart according as you see fit. And may you apply this passage to our lives that we may find help and that we may find that peace that you gave during this storm. And so, Father, I pray that you'll help us this morning. I ask that you help me. And, Lord, we'll give you the praise, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We've titled this message this morning, Getting to the Other Side. Getting to the Other Side. We all have to deal with a lot of things in life and in this life, no matter what age you are. In each generation and each age that you are a part of in life, they carry their own troubles. They carry their own trials. They'll carry their own excitement. It carries its own journey. And these troubles and these trials and these struggles and stumblings and they're not subject to a certain generation or to a certain age or to a certain time period or even a certain year. And if we stop and think about it, then these storms and these trials and these fears and these struggles and all these things really begin when life begins as far as a child being born to this earth. And in every stage of life, then there's challenges. Every stage in life, there's things that you deal with that maybe you didn't have to deal with in a prior stage. And if we all can go back to the time that we were born, and maybe you don't remember this, but maybe if you had children or grandchildren or no children, then you can kind of relate to this. So the beginning stage in life is a newborn. Well, you say, well, what are they troubled about? Well, believe it or not, they are troubled. And trouble comes from, you got to understand that when a child is in the womb, then that child is around the mother. And that child is close to the mother. And when the child is born and when the child wakes up into this world, then there's not that attachment that it had for 9 months. And so that's a change. And then they become troubled. A child becomes troubled because they're hungry and they want to be fed. And they become challenged or they become troubled of being left alone. And you can relate to that. If you that raise children, it was very challenging and very difficult to get a child to stay in their own room at some point in their life because they wanted that closeness. They wanted that warmth. They had that fear. And that's a newborn. But as a child begins to grow, we think of a young person. And that could be a different ages, but just kind of think with me just for a minute about a young person. What challenges or what things do they have to have in their life that is a struggle? One is wondering if they'll be accepted because young people are very cruel in life. And so they want to be accepted. They worry about their looks. They're worried about their abilities. They worry about whether they fit in. And so even that's a struggle. And then when they become teenagers, some of those same things are still apply, but they also face wondering what's going to be their future. Wondering whether they're going to make good enough grades to possibly go to college or to school, or wondering how that college will be paid for and all those things and their careers and peer pressure. All these things are the part of growing up and growing old. And how do they look? And all these things can be pressure. And we look back and we say, well, that's not that bad. But remember, as you were going through them, were they struggles to you? You see, all this is a course of time that we learn as we grow. We learn different things. And so the things that we look back on and we see young people struggling and those type of things, we kind of look back and say, well, why are they worried about that? Well, because they're not where you are and they're not an adult like you are, so they're struggles. And then when a person becomes a young adult, they're still concerned about careers. They're still learning about finances and they're still learning about possibly marriage and what the future will be. And then when a young person gets married young people get married and they become a couple, then they really start wondering. The first week after maybe the first month after a couple gets married, then the bills start coming in. And I remember when Darla and I first got married, We went on our honeymoon and we were gone for about a week, and we came back on a Friday night, and we got up on a Saturday, and we were doing grown up things. I mowed the yard, and you know, believe it or not, and true story, I had a watch that a prior friend of mine gave me, and I still wore that watch, and all I know is I ran over it with the lawnmower, but somebody had to put it there. First weekend we got married. Or first weekend we came home, maybe I should say. She says she didn't do it, but only God knows. But I mowed the yard, and then the first thing we went was we went to the grocery store. And we were going to buy groceries, and then we realized that when we got home, we don't have as much money as we did. But the point is, we're learning the whole time. We're learning as we grow. We're learning as we grow. And we worry about a young couple getting married. They worry about finances and those type of things. And then when they become a parent, then they think about your whole focus, your whole life changes. When a child comes into this world and you're the parent and you know what I'm talking about, your whole focus changes. And you begin to worry about the child. You begin to worry about the future. You begin to worry about the finances and all those things. And then as the child grows and you become older, then you think about retirement. You think about health care. You think about the future. What's the future going to be? You think about health issues. And yes, you think about finances. And it is that older couple becomes elderly, there's still concerns. And you think about health issues. You think about being alone. You think about the struggle. You think about trying to remember things. You think about the future. And these are only just a few things. We could spend a long time talking about the different struggles in life, but they all have something in common. No matter what age there is, what age a person is, they all have something in common, and that is there's a possibility of sickness at any time. There's a possibility of life and dealing with waking up and having a struggle that you didn't have prior. We all live in this same corrupt world, in this same corrupt territory, and we all have to deal with the economy. We all have to deal with getting from here and there, and we all have to deal with death of loved ones. All these are struggles in life. No matter what generation you are, and all are just as important as anything else. You see, storms will come no matter what age you are. Storms will come no matter what age you are. And along with those storms, fear will come. And then when fear comes, worry will come. And it can strike at any time. You can start your day and you can say, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. And at a moment's notice, it could change. It could change. And all the things maybe that you worried about at one time, you're now worried about something else, or you're now concerned about something else. But let me say this morning before we get into our message. Let me say this morning, that no matter what age, no matter what season that you have in life, if we can remember something and we can remember a verse, and it's found in Isaiah 55 verse 6, the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. If we can apply that to our hearts and our lives, no matter what age we are, no matter what struggles we have, no matter what time period we are in life, if we can grab a hold of that and realize that we need to seek the Lord while he's near and focus on him, then I believe that we'll be far better off no matter what struggles we go through. In this passage of scripture that we shared with you this morning, those that were in the boat those that were in the ship asked a great question. And he asked Jesus this question, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And think about that question. Think about maybe the struggles that they were going through in this ship. And think about all the fear and all the turmoil and being tossed about. They asked a great question. "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" You see, no matter what stage we are in life, no matter where we are in life, we have help, we have understanding, we have someone that is faithful, we have someone that is there, and we have someone that loves you, and His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Let's look at this passage for just a little while this morning. And let's look at that sudden storm that took place. Bible says in verse 37, "And there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full." Now let's think about that sudden storm that these that were in the boat had to deal with, and let's call it life storms. Let's call it life's problems. Let's call it life circumstances. And they were dealing with that. And the question is, did they see the storm approaching? Well, those that are familiar with sailing, or those that are familiar with the sea, a lot of times you can see a storm approaching, especially when you're on the water. And a lot of times I've been maybe fishing and be on the shoreline, and you can see miles and miles away, you can see this big black cloud coming. And you can literally watch that storm, and you can watch that storm slowly approaching. And then when you start seeing that storm splashing on the water, then you see everybody that is out there with you running. You know, they give it just a little while, and because you know storms on the coastline, they can go in one direction and then all of a sudden veer off to another direction. But they wait till just about the last minute before they take off running, because they want to take every moment of being out there, and they want to take every moment, and they can watch it coming, and then they leave at a moment's notice so they don't get wet. What about the storms that you can't see? What about the suddenness of life that you can't see? You see, sometimes storms happen so fast with little to no warning, there's no time to prepare. And the Bible calls this a great storm. And this kind of storm that they were dealing with, this kind of storm is going to cause that vessel to be twisting and turning and getting out of control and being tossed about and even being full of water. And that's one of them great storms that they were in. You see, their lives were impacted in a great way. So what are some of the fears that they may have had? And these are just a few that I thought of. There's probably more. But one would be the fear for their lives, because they were in this ship in this great storm. Fear of their future. What's their future going to be like? Will they even have a future? Fear of the unknown. What is going to happen? Where are they going to be beached if the winds take them and the current takes them? Where will they land? Fear of the unknown. Fear of the actual storm with the lightning and the winds and all those, fear of the actual storm that they're going through. And yes, even the fear of death. The fear of death. Their lives changed in just a moment. Their lives changed in just a moment. Look at the stages that I mentioned to you in life, and how that you too have experienced different times in your life that you got some bad news, or that you had to deal with this, or you had to encounter a situation in your life, and all of a sudden your life changed at a moment's notice. Waves began to beat this ship, and it started taking on water, and the ship began to get heavy. And now with the ship not being like it was, and now it's being full of water, then it's going to sit just a little lower to the surface. Several years ago, and this kind of dates the years, but it was when cell phones first started coming out, and they were these great big, things, and when you turned them on, it made all kinds of noises. Y'all remember that? And I remember being out fishing, and I was down on some of the preacher's favorite water down on Tuckerton, and I was by myself, and I was in this little small aluminum boat. About 14 foot, but it was small when a storm comes up. And so I was fishing at a place, I had just this little bitty motor on the boat, and I was fishing, and all of a sudden from out of nowhere came a storm. Well, apparently it was coming, but I was at a place to where I couldn't see it coming. And then all of a sudden this storm came, and it was windy, and it was, the water was white capping, and it was pouring down rain. So instead of me going just off to the shore, I tried to make it back to boat ramp, and everybody else decided to make it back then too. And they had a lot bigger boats than I had, and they were just tossing me about. And when I finally got to shore and finally got to where I was safe, then the boat had a lot of water in it. And I realized at that moment, because cell phones were new, I realized at that moment that cell phones don't float. And so our brand new cell phone had to be replaced. And then all of a sudden, once I got to shore, the storm passed. And I was thinking to myself, really? Well, a lot of times we don't know storms are going to come. And the boat was full. The ship was being overcome by the winds and the water. Does it sound like sometimes life's problems that we face when we face the unknown, when we face the things that come about, the things that we're not prepared for? Does it sound like life's problems? You see, they had no control over what was happening. They had no control over their circumstances. They had no control over this that had taken place. So what kind of emotions do you think they might have had? What kind of emotions would we have? I'm sure that they were weighted down. They were wet. And they were weighted down. And they, if you've ever been out in a really hard rain, and it's kind of hard to see, and you're constantly blinking your eyes, and you're just getting soaking wet, and you have nowhere to go, what kind of emotions do you have? You begin to yell at each other. You begin to let the emotions control you and take control, and you begin to say things and do things that you ordinarily wouldn't do. But you got to remember, you're going through the storm. You're going through life. And you have a reaction, and you react really fast. And I expect they maybe began to holler at each other. Maybe even some of them even wanted to jump, thinking to themselves, I'd be safer trying to swim than I would be trying to sit here. And they think to themselves, maybe I should just jump out. I've got a better chance. Almost like running from problems. Maybe they wanted to just go somewhere and hide. But you see, they were in the ship and there was nowhere to hide. The storm kept coming. The rains kept, the winds kept blowing. The rains kept drenching. And it kept going. And it kept going. And it kept going. Maybe they were experienced people, and they were like, well, let's try this and let's try that. And nothing worked. And then in their minds, what's going to happen? How are we going to get through this? What's going to happen? How are we going to deal with this? And then worry comes in. What else could be done? Maybe we should have left later. Maybe we should have took a different route, but yet they couldn't change anything. They couldn't change the stage that they were at in life. And we can go back and say, I wished I would have done this different. I wished I would have done that different. But you know as well as I do, we can't change anything. We can't change the life of where we're at. We're where we are. And they knew deep down that they were powerless over this storm. They knew they were powerless over the circumstances. There was probably one that was saying, hey, I'm gonna take control over this. And I'm gonna try this and I'm gonna try that. But even that, there was no safety. Is this not the same thoughts that we have sometimes in the time period that we might be dealing with in life? The periods of life that we live, no matter what age, I shared with you different times of a person's life and the growth of a person. And the fact of the matter is we are powerless in all points of life. We are powerless in all points of life. The storms are going to come and the fears are going to come and the struggles are going to happen and we are powerless. You see, storms in life will cause a person to go through all kinds of emotions and all kinds of things. And the fact of the matter is, storms in life are real and storms in life are serious. So we have to know, how can we get through these? No matter what age we are, how can we get through these? How can we learn from these that were in the ship? How can we grow and how can we understand? And that is the first thing that I want us to understand here, is that we're going to go through these problems and we're going to go through these trials and we're going to go through these storms. So they asked a great question and they went to Jesus and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Have you ever asked, possibly, why am I going through this? Why am I having this struggle? It doesn't have to be this way. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7 says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. We must never forget that. We must have that understanding this morning, that He cares for you. No matter what age or what generation you're in or what struggles you have, He cares for you. And they went to Jesus. Now there's a lot of things and a lot of ridicule that could be given here where they say, Master, carest thou not that we perish? But if we're honest with ourselves, that some of us could have already thought that, why am I going through this problem? Or why am I going through this struggle? Or why am I going through this storm? You know, storms are going to happen. And that's called life. But they asked the question. But in asking that question, they were submitting to the Lord and not submitting to their circumstances. In other words, the focus was now on Jesus, even though they asked the question, why? And they asked the question, carest thou not that we perish? The focus was now on Jesus. That is where the focus was. The focus was now on Jesus. Although they questioned, they still had to go to Him. They still had to approach Him. They still had to find Him. And thank the Lord that in that question, He answered their plea. He answered their appeal. He came to their aid. In that question, He still came to their aid. He did what no one else could do. He did what no one else could do. Psalm 121, Verse 1 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. That's the realization this morning, is we have help. We have help. The Bible says that he arose and he rebuked the wind. He said, peace be still. You see, the focus now was on Jesus and not the storm. The winds and the seas had a great calm, and they experienced life in the power of Jesus Christ. You see, that's what we must do. We must experience life, no matter what it is or what generation or what time period we are in life, we must experience life in the power of Christ. And they experienced this situation and this trial in the power of Jesus Christ, because they came to him and they gave it to him, although they gave it in a question. And then he came back after the winds ceased, and after there was a great calm, the Bible says, then he asked the question, why are you so fearful? Why are you so fearful? The storm's now passed. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? You see, fear can hinder faith. Storms can hinder our faith. And there might even be someone here or that's watching that has struggled with their faith. And they have struggled with where they are in life because they don't understand, or because they're going through a trial, or because they're going through the winds and the storms and all those things. But I've got news. They were learning a valuable lesson, because other storms would come. They would just come in a different way. Other storms in life would come. And as a child grows into an adult grows into an elderly person, then you will know that storms came. And everything that you learned from the beginning is helping you to learn as you grow. But everything must focus around Jesus Christ. Everything must focus around him. And our center of attention should never be the storm, but it should be Jesus. Amen. Jesus. Because other storms are going to come. This one was now over. But it doesn't say that this one was the last one. It just says, when he said the words, peace be still, the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But it doesn't mean that it was their last storm. You see, no matter what age, no matter what the problem, storms are real. They're real. But I want to close with this thought this morning, and that is this. And it's something that we need to really grab a hold of this morning. And that is this. In the midst of that storm, as the boat was getting full, as they were being tossed about, as they were hitting the panic button, as they were going through all the struggles and all the doubts and all these things, Jesus never left them. Jesus never left them. He was in the ship the whole time. He was in the ship the whole time. And it's something for us to remember. It wasn't until they came to him that they experienced peace. It wasn't until they came to him that they experienced peace. And this applies to us today. It wasn't until they came to him. No matter what you're going through, no matter who you are, no matter what stages of life that you're in, no matter what problems there are, no matter what storms there are, no matter what you are facing, he's the one that said in verse 35, let us pass over into the other side. He's the one that said, get in the boat, get in the ship. He's the one that was going to be taking them to the other side. He never left them. They had their storms, but he never left them. And he said, let's pass over to the other side. You see, he's going with you to the other side. He's going to be your help. And you are not alone. But they didn't realize that until they came to him. And when they came to him is when they experienced that peace. And when they experienced that stillness, they were still in the boat. The water was still there, but Jesus made the difference. So I don't know what it is that you might be going through in life or what stage you are, whether you're a young person or whether you're, no matter what age you are in life, there's storms. And some of you might be going through storms now, and let me challenge you this morning to find your peace in Jesus Christ. Find your help in Jesus Christ. And yes, we may have the question, why are we going through this? He showed how much he loved them by the peace he gave. By the peace he gave. And he asked these questions. Why are you so fearful? Why are you fearing what's going on in life? Why are you fearing? Do you have no faith? Storms in life will take a lot of the wind out of your sail if you let it. It'll cause us to doubt. It'll cause us to question. It'll many times it'll say, why? They asked Jesus, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And the Bible says he arose and he rebuked the winds and he said to the sea, peace be still. You see, Jesus is who we come to. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for such a tremendous passage of scripture, and thank you for the understanding that in life, no matter what age we are, we're going to have these storms. And many times we're going to have doubts. And we're going to be struggling. And we're going to be full of emotions. But help us, Lord, to find our peace in Jesus Christ. Father, as we have this invitation, Lord, there may be someone that is struggling, that is being tossed about in so many ways. There might be someone that's listening online and watching online that is struggling, that's being tossed in the winds, and they're trying to bail out the water, and they're trying to find peace, and they can't find it within themselves. Help us to be willing to do as those that were in the ship and just come to Jesus. Father, as we have this invitation, Lord, we don't know the hearts of people, and only you do. Our inabilities to know people is an inability to know the struggles that people are going through. But Lord, our desire this morning is not that people look at us, but that people look at Jesus. So Father, as we have this invitation, Lord, if you've spoken to a heart, help them to come. And help us to seek that peace that you give. And we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. What